So let's move on to item 10, miscellaneous staff reports. Gail, I'll start with you and turn it over and see what we have.
Yes, so I just wanted to mention that we are transitioning additional staff back into the office in the latter part of July, and we will at the end of July be starting to do member appointments in person. We're also looking at expanding our phone line hours at the end of July as well. And we are in full swing to transition other folks back after that time frame, and then later have our office fully open. So I just wanted to mention that.
Excellent. Thank you. Any other staff reports? Don't see anybody else on who's lit up. Hearing none. All right. So outside professionals, I don't think we have any on with us this morning. Trustee comments, 10C.
You know, I'll just mention, because we were talking about Brown Act and meetings, Board of Supervisors did decide yesterday, because the governor has extended the Brown Act emergency order through September 30th. And so we are resuming Board of Supervisors meetings the second Tuesday in September. So we are waiting until after Labor Day, and rather than doing the 7th, we're going to start the 14th. I know a lot of other agencies I serve on are sort of looking at that as a transition phase. With also looking at how we can incorporate the Zoom technology so that when either board members are not present, such as you're down, you know, in San Diego at a conference, or public comment can still be brought in more easily through Zoom. And so it'd be something that I would hope Cicera could do as well, where we, even when we're transitioning to live meetings, we can bring in board members, not just by phone like we used to, but in our new board chambers via Zoom, and potentially have public comment allow for that also to come in via Zoom. Real easy ways. You just, I do this with LAFCO, where we just keep everyone who's watching, we set it up as a webinar, and everyone just stays out of the audience unless they want to speak, and then we just bring them in when they speak, and then we put them right back out when their 2 or 3 minutes are up. So anyway, just thought I would share the direction the Board of Supervisors is doing as we sort of grapple with what we might be doing with Cicera and how soon we'll be returning to live meetings.
Outstanding. So on the point that I realize this isn't on the agenda, so I don't want to belabor right. the discussion, but Gail has been thoughtfully considering the options you just described and others in terms of the go forward. And she's going to be, I think in the coming month or two, Hans is going to be providing additional detail, but the very types and kinds of things that you're talking about, Candace, in terms of public access through a variety of you know, medium, Zoom and otherwise, is being considered. Like everything else, there's a cost for that in terms of certain upgrades that would be required, certainly to our boardroom to accommodate that, but it's being actively considered.
Great.
Any other trustee comments? Mr. Holcomb.
Briefly, I don't know if anybody else spends much time on site called claycord.com, but in the past couple of days, they had a very interesting and thoughtful and positive write-up on a new application being made available to emergency responders and their agencies called Tablet Command. And those of you that were wondering whether or not our former colleague, Mr. Pigeon, would land on his feet somewhere, this is one of his applications. And he got some very, very nice comments on the ability of this application to help first responders and agencies. And one of them commented that basically he thought this application was helping to save lives. And you can't say much more about that. So we wish Will well. You know, we weren't sure whether or not he was going to make it once he left Confire and Sarah, but he's obviously put a couple of things together. So congratulations to Will.
Yeah, I think I saw that piece because it was the interview where there's a picture of him in the article, and there's an interview and some Q&A. If not, I saw something different, but I did read about it. Great news. Anybody else? Any other trustee comments? David.
I'm going to give a shout out early for the SACRS conference coming up in November. And one of the things that I push on Sackers and also Sacera is the highlight of what we do for our members and what it means to be a pension system, how we affect people's lives, and so forth. And so if you know of any retirees who wouldn't mind having their picture and a brief comment like, you know, thank you, Sackers and Sacera, for helping to secure our, my pension, so forth, and just a little highlight what they did and how they're getting by in post-retirement time, let me know. So I'm going to keep pushing that idea because I think we need to continue to keep focus on what we're all here for.
Well, you might have a couple of takers right here in the virtual room, so we'll see how that goes. But agreed, it sounds like a worthwhile idea. Any further trustee comment? So my comment is we just missed the record. But it was a relatively brisk meeting. They take what they take. The record is 42 minutes. We didn't make it today, but Candace and Rusty are going to be able to get to their next engagements with time to spare. So until next time, I bid you adieu, and we'll see you at the next meeting.
Thanks,
be safe, everybody. Thanks, everybody.
Good one. Take care.
Thanks for the effort, Scott.